excuse.
We stopped classes for tea.
Good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Julie Fedorchak, Chairman of the Public Service Commission. We're gathered on the 12th floor of the State Capitol for a special meeting for one item. It is 2:47 p.m. on April 21st, and I'll call this meeting to order. Okay, the one item on the regular agenda, we do also have one consent item that we'll get to in a minute, but is in my portfolio, so I'll just get started on that. I move the commission issue a notice of opportunity for hearing in One Oak Rocky Midstream's LLC State Line 1 and 2 gas processing plants, Williams Siting Exclusion Certificate.
Second.
On May 18th of 2011, the commission issued a findings of fact, conclusions of law and order in case number PU-10-666 and issued a certificate designated site for the State Line 1 and State Line 2 gas processing plants for One Oak Rockies Midstream LLC. On March 12th of this year and March 31st, One Oak filed letters notifying the commission under Century Code 49-22-03(3) that One Oak intends to modify the State Line 1 and 2 gas processing plants to include a de-ethanizer for extraction of ethane. The issues to be considered in this proceeding are the typical issues: will the location, construction, and operation of the proposed facilities produce minimal adverse effects on the environment and welfare of the citizens of North Dakota? Are the proposed facilities compatible with environmental preservation and efficient use of resources? And will the proposed facilities facility locations minimize adverse human and environmental impact while ensuring continued system reliability and integrity and ensuring that energy needs are met and fulfilled in an orderly and timely fashion? At its April 21st, 2015 work session, the commission determined that it would delegate authority to staff to approve the project subject to the issuance of a notice of opportunity for hearing that provides the public opportunities for comments or requests for hearing that must be received by May 21st.
We have a motion and a second. Is there further discussion?
I have a question now in reading through this. I'm not sure if I misunderstood something in the work session. So what will be the date if this is all gotten out? What would be about the date when the opportunity for a request for a hearing would expire?
May 21st.
So in the meantime, is it okay for them to begin construction? And if there were a request that was deemed to, you know, be valid and that we wanted to have a hearing on it, if that turned out that then the project ultimately was not approved, that they would have just lost whatever they put into construction? Or does that mean that if they start construction before May 21st, that they're in violation of something?
Well, I viewed it that we delegate staff approval, and they've approved them to start working on this. So they're covered as far as that goes. And then we then look at the facts. If someone asks for a hearing, then we would then look at the facts and determine if we have a hearing. And when we have the hearing, we'd look at the information. But, no, I think the backstory here is the changes that are pending in the footprint law, and we've done this before. But, I think it's, in my opinion, it was clear that staff is telling them, go do the work. And then they make the determination of risk themselves.
And that was my understanding in the work session and what I intended for this process to result in. But when I look at this email at the end of the second paragraph, it says any staff approval is conditioned on expiration of the notice period without receipt of any comments or requests. And so I just bring it up because I want to be clear that if they begin construction, they're not in violation of anything, and make sure that that's what we all mean.
It's what I've intended to as well. Okay.
Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed? Motion is approved.
Okay. Then on the admin I'm going to move straight into the admin meeting. We have one item for consent, the assignment of outside legal counsel on the Dickinson Wind 150 megawatt wind energy center. And so I move passage of that consent item.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion?
I'd just like to add one question to my colleagues. That talking to Jerry and Alana, we swapped out the attorneys. It's just Mitch had a lot of different things going on. It seemed like Zach was a better fit for that case. But I'd like to, if we could, Jack's going to rate school that week. But Casey, if we could get Casey to help out Zach a little bit, I know that the situation, not exactly what she's going to be doing come July 1st, but this would be one that would be a good setup for her to kind of side with Zach as this thing goes through. It's going to certainly be a very interesting hearing. And as this case unfolds, her help, I think, would be needed by folks. And there's a good learning opportunity there. So I would have recommended Jack, but he's at rate school. Nothing personal. Mm-hmm. Just makes sense.
Well, I'm sure fine with that. And as long as we're having discussion on the consent calendar, I assume Mr. Pelham is available on the dates. Absolutely. This doesn't mean we have to change our hearing date, does it?
Correct. That okay. was, yeah.
Okay. I'm fine with that.
Is there any further discussion?
I would say, though, that I always get a little nervous when we get in the middle of assigning staff to places. So I think Pat and Mike should make sure, and Alana, the folks who are kind of on a regular basis assigning work, are involved in that assignment on this too. So.
Agreed. I just, what it clicked to me is that there's a 10-mile transmission line that's going, and so Casey and Dave are going with me down to the SPP stuff. Mm-hmm. So this is a good transmission case more so than the wind farm. That was the connection I made on it.
Okay.
The good point.
Okay.
Is there further discussion? Since you're not all those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion is approved.
Okay. That concludes our agenda for the afternoon. This hearing is adjourned.